Yes, Talk ZB with Andrew Dickens, Sunday Cafe, 11:27. Megan Singleton joins us to talk travel. Hello.
Hello, Andrew.
Right, well, we were talking about it before, and so you're going to talk all about it today. Medical makeovers.
Yeah, well, you know, this is a new up-and-coming tourism, kind of lucrative part of the tourism arm. Did you know 500,000 people a year travel to Thailand just for medical tourism purposes? So it's, you know, it's worth their while, I'm talking about the Thailand government hospitals, procedures and everything, to make sure that this is done really to the highest standard. And I interviewed the most fascinating man last week, and he runs a medical makeover business out of New Zealand, where he takes people up to Thailand for stunning makeovers, is the name of his company, for boob jobs and tummy tucks and facelifts and dental work and lipo. And he doesn't do things like lap bands or anything that perhaps requires a bit more of, you know, some emotional baggage that might be behind some of that. Although some people might say a boob job might have its own emotional baggage reasons for nipping up there to get a quick nip and tuck. But no, so there's a lot of fear around it. So I really quizzed them around that, as you can imagine. You know, why would people want to travel all the way to Thailand? Can they trust those hospitals? Who are the surgeons? Is it nasty and cheap and dirty and all of that? So it was a really fascinating time for a cup of coffee.
Well, it was on the television over the course of the week as well. And in fact, the facilities that you're seeing in Thailand for these medical makeover tours exceed standards in New Zealand. And the expertise of many of the surgeons exceeds standards in New Zealand.
They're state of the art. And I didn't realise this until I sort of started doing my own research as well after talking to him. So, you know, with that many tourists coming in, and not just Thailand, of course, India and Singapore and Asia and Thailand are the three leading countries in the world that do it. So I asked him all these questions, like how he got started, how much does it cost, why did you choose Thailand, what procedures, you know, do people tend to go up for? And you get everyone from, he won't take anyone under 20, but and he'll also interview you to make sure that you're not going up for any reasons like, you know, your husband's run off with a younger woman, so you're going up for a boob job, things like that. So he wants to make sure that, say, if you've lost a heap of weight and you've got big saggy skin, you'd be perfect candidate to go up there, have a tummy tuck, and then spend a week in Thailand having a holiday.
What amazes me, I was talking to someone in a shopping centre actually this week. They got their teeth done for $500. The same job was quoted for $5,000 in New Zealand. And the standard, she said, was better than the work she has had before in New Zealand. It amazes me that New Zealand medical practices are so expensive, and that's driving on the business to go there.
Yes, although we're bringing down medical tourism from America for, I believe, heart surgery, I read recently. So I guess it's all relative. We're much cheaper than the US for things like that. But certainly those dental procedures. And in fact, just going off track on the medical, if you need your eyes done, eye tests and spectacles, you can go up to Malaysia, Thailand. You can have your eye test, your lenses made by authentic great frames, Kate Spade frames or whatever, and get it all done for about $120.
Okay, so how do we find the credible people?
So, well, I interviewed this guy, Paul McGowan, from Stunning Makeovers, and actually the Tourism Authority of Thailand has a whole medical tourism part of their website, so look there as well. But on my website, you'll find my interview with the Stunning Makeovers guy, and you can jump through to his website as well and check out the packages. So twice a year, he takes group tours. So you could go on a group tour, and everyone gets their facelifts or whatever it is, elective surgery done. And it is only elective surgery, so we need to just take out the fear out of this. It's just like going down Remuera Road and getting the job done there. You're not having a hip replacement or a heart surgery, you know?
Okay, details at blogger@large.com. Plus, you've got a giveaway happening there.
I'm giving away an Accor Advantage Plus membership for 1 year to one lucky subscriber this month. Fantastic prize. You get a free night in any Accor property, which is Sofitel, Pullman, Novotel, around New Zealand, Australia and the South Pacific for that, plus a whole lot more.
Awesome. blogger@large.com is Megan Singleton's travel website. Thanks for joining us today.